KROQ 955, we're lucky enough to be joined on this latest Cat Attack podcast by the CEO of the Geelong Football Club, Brian Cook. Cookie, thanks for joining us in what must be the toughest week of your period as a sports administrator that dates back more than 40 years.
You know, it's been unbelievably tough, mate. It's been an experience that I've never had to go through before. And sure, in my long-term CEO career, I've had issues. And really challenging ones in finance with West Coast Eagles and Geelong 20 years ago at Geelong. But this is an industry-wide issue. It's not simply a club issue. It's an unprecedented issue for and challenge for the world and for the community, of which we're a part of course. But it's quite overwhelming, the whole thing.
Is this a bigger challenge than what you found when you arrived at the club in 1999?
Yes, it is. It is. It's not simply a financial issue, and it normally isn't. But this has, you know, an unbelievable health focus as well, and it's been driven. This problem is a priority health issue. Yep. But I've never had an event which has hit us so quickly. And has short-term, really short-term effects, which and the environment changes every day, as do the discussions and the outcomes, but also long-term, because the outcomes and the effects of the coronavirus will be felt for many years from a financial point of view. Yep. And so it's both a series of sprints early, but it's also a marathon, and we have to be able to do both well. Yep. And finding people who can do both well and stay the distance and show the resilience required is probably difficult.
Yep. Let's look at the short term, Cookie. The figures given in club land that some clubs have had to stand down 80% of their staff, is that a figure that the Geelong Football Club's not immune to?
No. We, over the last 3 days, we're in a similar boat. We're all in the same boat. And to see the staff stood down that have worked tirelessly for us over a long period of time is just quite emotional for everyone. We have, in the last 3 days, stood down around 100 people out of our 135 staff. It's meant that we've kept on in a part-time capacity all 35, somewhere between 1 day a week and 4 days a week. And we're calling those staff at the moment our mission critical staff in stage one. And it was difficult trying to determine who those 35 would be. And it was even more difficult determining the 100 people that we needed to stand down.
Yep. Is it possible those 35 that you may have to stand down some more?
I hope not. Gee. The season's been suspended until... early June. The AFL will come back and review this in May 1. So depending on what comes out of that, there might be some positivity. And then again, there might be some further negativity. We've got to be primed up for both scenarios. And so whilst we would love to say to all of the staff that have had to jump off the boat for the time being, we're going to bring you back on the boat. We can't guarantee that.
Yep.
But at the same time, we want to.
I suppose that football will probably never be the same again at AFL level, Cookie. And that was probably my next question, was there's some of these staff that might have walked out of the Geelong Cats for the last time potentially, aren't there?
Yes, they may have done that. That's true, because whilst they've been stood down, there must be some who... saying, we're desperate for finance. We need to pay off mortgages. We've got families, and maybe my skills can be used somewhere else in an area where there is, maybe a growing economy. So we understand that is the risk we take in doing this, but also we know we have to do it for the industry to survive in the future.
Yep. Can the club survive this, Cookie, is probably the biggest question.
Yeah, look, I think the club will survive. Will it come back in the same shape, same structure, same size? I doubt it very much. I think it will take some seasons for that to happen, if it ever does happen in my life again. I think that the structures will probably go back to 1990 models with, you know, of course, changes in some capabilities that are required around IT and data analysis, which wasn't that required that much some years ago, but that's my guess. I think that the AFL will study its overall national structure and definance it a bit in terms of its cost. I think that lists will probably reduce. I think that every state will have an elite domestic competition, a little bit different than what they have at the moment. But I don't see AFL clubs running VFL clubs in 3 or 4 years' time. So I think this coronavirus will determine a lot of those things in the 2 or 3 years to come. And I think we'll go back to some smaller models is the best way of putting it.
Okay, so potentially Geelong would divest its VFL interest and then partner up with a current VFL standalone club potentially?
Don't know. Can't answer that. I wish I was a genius in this area, but no, I don't know what that will look like. I'm just indicating I think the lists will be reduced to, say, 35, and that has implications for all sorts of other resourcing you do around the club. And you certainly cannot have two men's football teams and two women's football teams with only 35 players in each.
Yep. Will 18 teams survive, do you think, Brian?
I think they will. Yeah, I think the we're all in this together is from a club point of view. I think the boats hit the iceberg for the time being. A couple have jumped out, but I think they'll all come back in terms of clubs. I think that's a given.
Yep. The players, obviously much has been made of their position and the offer of a 50% wage cut until May 31. We're hearing figures now that 79% has been asked of. It's a random number, but 79 is the number they've come up with, and that for the foreseeable future would be the number. How have you seen how the players have handled this, knowing that the president of the PA obviously is one of your own in Patrick Dangerfield?
Yeah, I think the players have been put into a pretty difficult position, and they do need to make a decision around what they're willing to give up. But I'm not so sure whether all the players are equipped to make that decision. I think it's very difficult on one hand for the players to be giving 100% to playing the game 2 weeks ago, and then a week later being asked to decide on the future of football. I don't think that gap. You know, I don't think 7 or 8 days it fulfills the capability required to make those decisions. And so for me, they're in a difficult position. But I do believe they will need to take further cuts. And I do believe that there will be an agreement around that, because it's the only way the games can survive at the end for everyone to take their cut.
When did Chris Scott lob into your office to say, look, Brian, I know where we're at. I'm going to coach this club for free for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, no, I had a good chat to him yesterday about that, and he basically just reinforced an offer that he said, I'm stand me down, but I want to come in and work and keep connecting with my players and help out the club and the industry. So it was a pretty big thing to do. And by the way, there's been a few other assistant coaches do the same thing. And one thing I've learned from this last couple of weeks, particularly the last 3 days, is just the wonderful people that we have in our footy club who often think of, the club before themselves and other people before themselves, other people in worse conditions. You know, they've got kids and they've got mortgages. I've just been highly impacted by some attitudes that I've seen over the last couple of days.
Brian, can I ask you if yourself have taken a bit of a hit to obviously help
the
situation?
Yeah, all the executives have taken at least a 20% hit, 20 to 40. So, that's what will happen over the next period of time, and that'll be reviewed as well.
Yep. You're contracted until the end of 2021. Will this change that in terms of helping the club ride this out and helping the game ride this out?
I don't think anyone's thought about that yet, mate. You're the first Tom to think about that. You should be my manager.
I thought I'd ask a question.
Not really. Yep. No. I think we just need to get this out of the way and not worry about that.
You've got 51,000 members, I think, signed so far. Jeff Kennett came out.
58, I think.
58 now. Yeah. Have any come to you and said, look, we're feeling financial pressures? Is there reserve seat holders saying we're feeling financial pressure at home? We need our money back, or is that not occurring?
Yes, no, that's occurring. We're getting a number doing that. We're also getting a larger number saying the opposite, and that is, look, we want to donate this money to you. So what we're doing right now, when I say we, the industry, and that's all 18 clubs in the AFL, we've been working towards a common strategy for all clubs, and it will involve eventually several options for the members to consider. Now, that has to go through all the clubs. So there's four or five strategies in that, and there's some options in that. That'll go through the club's governance over the next week or so, through the AFL and through, and probably through the ACCC. So I'm expecting about a week or so that we'll be able to go out to members and say, look, here is our offer.
Stadium redevelopment, I'm guessing, is furthest thing from your mind at the moment. I know you're looking for another $20 million to get Stage 5 done and start it post T20 Cricket World Cup. Is that now something that just needs to sit on hold?
We're still planning and designing. We're going through those phases, and government have promoted us to do that. They've asked us to do that. And so we'll be ready to press the button when we know the government will commit the whole commit the budget on it. So it's not going 100 mile an hour. It's taken a bit of a backseat, but it's still chugging along, and we'll continue finishing designs and so forth, and hopefully be ready for the green button to be pushed.
Okay, 17 round season is likely, which means best case you could still keep 9 home games at GMHBA Stadium, and if we're behind, potentially still closed doors playing games, but still playing them, it might be a chance you still might get 7, 8, or 9 at GMHBA.
Yeah, no, look, the optimistic side of me says that the virus will level off and the curve will go down and we'll play games again. The positive side of me says that the AFL are considering and are willing to play into December. And so there is that possibility, and hopefully it does happen, and we end up in a much better position than where we are at the moment. But I think we're doing the responsible thing right now, and we are planning for the worst but hoping for the best. Because we can't control this as a footy club. We can do everything we can in our own control world, but we can't control all the other things, of course. So that's where we are with that.
Yep. Is there a possibility other clubs could play at GMHBA, knowing that especially in October we're going to lose some football grounds?
That's been the furthest thing from my mind, mate, to be honest.
Yeah. No, fair enough. Yeah. Also want to ask you about just the you were talking about being debt-free by about now. Has that happened? And how's the divestment of the Brook going, your gaming facility at Point Cook?
No, the gaming facility at Point Cook was going to provide us with finance to in part pay off, well, we'll pay off the entire debt with in part payment from the Brook. And so we are still waiting on that to be finalised. At this stage, we were hoping that it would be finalised this month, but with the current situation, it hasn't happened yet. We just have to keep our fingers crossed.
Okay. Brian, I know you've got plenty on your mind. We really appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time on K-Rock, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we're back playing footy sooner rather than later, and we can get some staff back into the club as well. But I know the ship's in good hands with you steering it, and we wish you all the best with that.
No, thanks very much, Simon. Thanks for the opportunity.